Side chat.
Here's an R word we haven't heard in a while. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California. From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Our coverage of the fallout of the financial crisis continues this morning with a word that hasn't been tossed around in a long time. The R word I'm talking about is recovery. Right now, futures on Wall Street are poised for an Election Day rally. This is outside of any bets on the presidential candidates. In fact, analysts predict stocks are headed for a recovery no matter who wins. So nice to have a little optimism, but there are still plenty of challenges ahead. For one, there's figuring out exactly how to spend the $700 billion rescue package. The Wall Street Journal reports this morning the Treasury Department is considering buying up stakes in more companies. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
The original bailout program was designed to help banks, in part to encourage them to continue lending to businesses, consumers, and each other. But all kinds of companies, from automakers to bond insurers, have been begging Uncle Sam for help. Under this new plan, the government would buy into a much broader range of financial firms than it has been. The real idea would be to help companies that support the wider economy, like the financial arm of General Electric, GE Capital. But the election could make any new plans more complicated, since the Treasury Secretary says he wants to include the new administration in making plans from here on out, and both candidates have strong ideas on how they'd like the rescue to be handled. The Treasury Department's only saying that it's looking at a lot of different options. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
The Dow lost 5 points, a fraction of a percent yesterday, to 9,319. The Nasdaq added 5 points, about a third of a percent. The S&P 500 was down 2 points, or a quarter of a percent. The Nikkei closed more than 6% higher today, but other Asian markets were lower. European shares are still edging higher. Overnight, Australia chopped interest rates by 0.75 point. That was larger than expected. Later in the week, Britain and the European Central Bank are expected to cut rates as well. The world's largest temp staffing company announced a 27% drop in profit today. Adecco is based in Switzerland. The company says hiring slumps in the U.S. and U.K. aren't giving Adecco much visibility these days. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has more on the industry's prospects.
There are about 3 million temporary workers employed on any given day in the U.S., and some experts think they've got a leg up in an economic downturn. Vicki Smith is a professor at the University of California, Davis, and author of The Good Temp.
Employers don't want to take on the added costs of hiring people on a permanent basis, but one of the really big reasons is that you don't have permanent workforce on your payroll that you're obligated to in the long run.
Still, things aren't exactly rosy right now in the temp world. Randy Hatcher's firm, MAU Inc., helps employers find temporary workers. He says revenues are down about 3% from last year, and he projects they'll drop further.
I don't think we've talked to one customer whose volume will be up. And I would say our average customer, their volume will be flat to down.
Still, Hatcher says when the economy does turn around, temps will be the first to benefit because he says they can be hired within hours. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, working to provide responsible, sustainable energy to power America's future. Constellation Energy, the way energy works. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Cleveland Clinic, committed to providing health and wellness services through its executive health program at clevelandclinic.org/executive health.
The economic slowdown is especially hard for small businesses. They're dealing with the same issues the big companies are dealing with. Credit is hard to come by and customers are cutting back. Marketplace entrepreneurship reporter Mitchell Hartman recently talked to some small biz owners about their worries. He sat in on a sort of group therapy session.
I feel powerless. Like there's not really much I can do except stay the course.
It has hit us pretty fast, so I don't think any of us are really sure what's going to happen next.
Meet Mark Lipscomb and Meredith Smith.
Smith is an accountant. Lipscomb has a computer networking firm. Every month, behind closed doors, they meet with five other entrepreneurs to talk shop. Usually it's about upgrading their marketing or keeping talented employees. These days, they're asking how to stay solvent, keep customers from canceling orders, or avoid selling out at a loss. Business coach Mike Wright coordinates the meetings.
It's really valuable to be talking with other people who know, basically know your pain and know your joy.
Joy and pain, not exactly what you'd expect to hear at a business meeting, but over the last 6 months, these entrepreneurs have learned to trust each other.
I think something like this, because it's small and intimate and we've got to know each other fairly well, that this is probably going to be one of the best places to feel safe.
Are you used to discussing issues like, how do I make it through the next few weeks financially?
Nope. I grew up in a family where you didn't discuss those kind of things.
How to cope with the looming recession is the main topic these days, but not everyone in the group is suffering equally. Ken Ayers runs a nutritional testing firm.
I think in the industry that I'm in the food industry, we're somewhat insulated from it because most people continue to eat, even in a downtime.
Ayers gets a laugh, but the economy soon turns the mood serious again. These entrepreneurs have put their lives and possibly life savings into their companies. Meredith Smith speaks for the whole group when she says in these tough times, the meetings give them focus and fortitude.
Sounds crazy, but as an entrepreneur, I'm in it to the end. I'm not looking to go back to work for corporate America. I don't think there's anybody in here that's interested in giving up.
I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
You can send your thoughts about the economy, the election, whatever is on your mind right now as we keep looking forward in this financial crisis, marketplace.org. From there, you can get a podcast of The Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thank you for listening. Happy Election Day.
American Public Media.
Oscar Gomez was a Chicano student activist in the 90s, a radio DJ, and a rising star.
He was fire. He was charisma incarnate. Everyone had a crush on him.
He was a voice of people who didn't have a voice.
Until his sudden and mysterious death. What happened to Oscar? Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.